The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed this is, on this ninth day of February 2023, this is indeed the voice of the Christian resistance, and we're going to spend the whole while. I'm going to do it with Style, because he's the one that's, he's our producer tonight. Hey, Style.
Hey, how's it going, Pastor?
Okay. And, we're going to get right into the message. It's just Style and myself tonight, so I like the others out.
Just a couple of guys tonight.
Yeah. I don't want to spoil them by giving them too much airtime. Joe don't let me talk enough, so. We just locked them right out, huh? Okay. The title of the message this week, folks, was A Counterfeit World and a Counterfeit Word. And we start out in Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 15, talking about how the enemy comes in. The parable of the seeds. And the Lord Jesus refers to how the enemy comes in and he steals the word of God. He steals the word of God. And we talked about how in the New Age perversions of the Bible, they've removed, like in the NIV, over 64,000 words out of the Bible. And here, I'm going to start with a little bit of commentary, which we read earlier, but it makes a lot more sense if we do that. The commentary of the world, and then go into the as we take a look at the counterfeit word. So, from the moment of our birth, we're thrown into an ocean of false circumstances. Those of us that are biblically literate know all too well the dangers of being unprepared to navigate the waters of truth versus the crooked, crooked path of the woke and the political correct movement. Even as preschool children are subjected to indoctrination into the abominable world of LGBTQ, and that's what God's Word, the Bible, calls it, an abomination, folks, and that's exactly what they, in the public school system, and that's what the government, the media, are pushing upon the children, what God has called an unclean thing, an abominable thing, along with pedophilia. Often by means of esoteric messages that unsuspecting parents are oblivious to. This is often accomplished by cartoons and children's stories today, and you see drag queens where they're bringing these drag queens into and having drag queen story hours, and God help those parents to bring their children. I can tell you there's a special hot place in hell. The Lord Jesus said he'd be better off to have a millstone which weighed 4,000 pounds hung around your neck and dropped into the ocean than to do what those parents are doing to those children by bringing those children, subjecting them to drag queens. I'm going to tell you, they're going to find out the hard way. There's a special hot place in hell for people that do that to children. The government-run so-called education system has been taken over by globalistic communists. These people believe that the state and not the parents should decide the future of our children. Since 1962, when the corrupt court expelled, when a very corrupt court expelled God from our public education system and replaced him with a cultural Marxism, you know, when God left, the door was left open and the other fellow came in. That's right, Satan walked right in. America has gone from number one in the world scholastically, number one, they went to 40, I think it's 46 amongst the nations. All those third world countries way ahead of us. Counterfeit education is indoctrination, folks. The so-called mainstream media is nothing more than a confederacy of six major corporations that are in lockstep together with a globalistic elite. There's no longer journalists, folks, that report the news, but talking heads that spin the lies in the echo chambers, and then they call it the narrative. Fair and balanced, they are not. The AMA, the FDA, the CDC are no longer in any respect at all considered to be legitimate government agencies. They are now simply become whores and the property of Big Pharma and the Department of Defense. The FBI, the CIA, and the NSA are no longer legitimate intelligence agencies. I want to praise the good Lord. I want to thank the good Lord for all of those whistleblowers within the FBI. And folks, we told you before, they're still good people, but they're lower echelon within the FBI. And as they have been coming, the former high echelon FBI agents are coming out and they're saying how they have become so corrupt. You know, they used to be, you know, they used to be out there crime fighters. Now, again, they have been so corrupted. So corrupted. And you know what? There will be no justice until those people, like those Dirty 30 that were involved in the Mar-a-Lago raid and the other raids upon innocent people, and especially those dirty cops that were involved in the January 6th, where the people went because they had their election stolen, their votes were stolen, and they went to speak up, they went to do what they were supposed to do. They went to express their First Amendment rights, and they were jailed by extremely dirty and extremely corrupt, dirty politicians, dirty cops in D.C. Innocent people like Miss Babbitt was murdered by a cowardly, dirty cop. And there will be no justice until all of those Christian patriots that are in jail, in that dirty jail in D.C., are replaced by those on that so-called select committee that could be called the Liars Club, folks. I'm going to tell you, God's not mocked. God is not mocked. They're going to get what's coming to them. They're going to reap what they sow, and it's going to hit them when they least expect it to. And so they've all been weaponized, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, they've all been weaponized against patriotic true Americans. Today, most professing Christians are not possessing of salvation. They're not real true Christians, and they're not saved at all. Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. Many will come, but few will enter. Most churches are really not churches. Most of what are called churches are actually 501c3 corporations, although I see that's changing incrementally. More and more actual New Testament churches are opening that are actual churches and not corporations. Most pastors today who are professing to be pastors in the pulpits are really not pastors at all, but they're hirelings. And today there are over 200 counterfeit versions of the Bible out there. And so we went through 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 16, where we see how that perverts the deity of Christ. The New Age versions, how the New Age versions pervert. We took a look at what the New Age compared the New Age versions with Philippians 2:6, and again, we see how it perverted the deity of Christ. We took a look at the New Age versions compared to God's Word, the Bible, in Luke 2:33, and we see how they perverted the virgin birth. And then in Colossians 1:14 and also in Hebrews 9:22, we see how the New Age versions remove the blood. And then in John 3:16, how it referred to the Lord as the only begotten Son. Well, they changed that to the only sons. And so we see how they perverted that, both there and in John 1:12. And in Jeremiah 23, we saw how they perverted God's word. They twisted, turned, and made it say what it didn't say. And the same thing with 1 Peter 22 through 25. So tonight we pick it up. We start in Romans chapter 10, and we start with verses 16 through 18. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily their sound went into all the world, and their words into the ends of the world. Well, Isaiah 51 verse 3 says that glad tidings to all that believe, even though most will not believe. They refuse to believe. And here, in verse 17, it says, so faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that actually can be said to be what God has said, what God has said. And so when you pervert the word of God and you change the word of God, you take from or add to, boy, I'm going to tell you, you need to repent of that. You don't know what danger you're in. And then in verse 18, and this is the important verse in this passage of Scripture, it says, but I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily their sound went into all the earth, and their words into the ends of the world. Well, here it has two applications. He's talking about the Word of God being preached, but he's also referring to all of nature. All of nature has been testifying to people. And how many times I've been asked, how do these people that live way out in the jungles of New Guinea, and these people that have never seen a Bible, never heard a preacher preach, how do they get saved? Well, God writes his word upon their heart. All of nature, all of creation testifies to these people of a creator. But now, they might not know how to say the Lord's Prayer in the English language, but God is most, most merciful. He gets his message to them in one way or the other, and he's got no limitation on ways of doing that. And so, it's referring to his message went out through all the earth. Now, I want to go over also to Matthew chapter 24. And in Matthew chapter 24, I want to read verses 32 through 35. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. Then his branch is yet tender. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know the summer is nigh. So likewise, when you shall see all of these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all of these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Well, here What he's talking about there is the passing away under the decay of the law established by the primeval curse of the ground because of sin in Genesis 17. The earth is deteriorating. If there was evolution, say, if evolution actually was for real, folks, things would be getting better. They wouldn't be deteriorating, but that's not the case. Everything is running down. It's not continuing to run up. And in fact, evolution is mathematically impossible. There has never, could never, never will ever be a creation without a creator. It's mathematically impossible. And so here, when he says, and learn a parable of the fig tree, he's referring to the nation of Israel, when Israel becomes a nation. And that happened in 1948. Now, several of us here were born before 1948. So we go into that generation. He says, so likewise, when you shall see all these things, know that it's near even at the doors. So verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, and my word shall not pass away. So he gave a number, and we're seeing those things. We're seeing, as he speaks about in Daniel chapter 12 and verse 4, where he says to seal up the book until the end times. Well, we've been watching incrementally, little by little, the unsealing of that book. In our time, we've seen so many of these things, these prophecies that he prophesies within this chapter take place. In fact, he goes on to say, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deliver, and shall deceive many. Boy, I tell you what, I've seen a whole lot in my lifetime do that. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Well, there's wars and rumors of wars going on all the time. There's usually over 50 wars going around, you know, countries at war around the world, and you just don't hear about most of them, unless they're big wars, or unless the fake news media wants you to hear about them. But this has been happening, I know, during my lifetime. And when you shall, he goes on to say, when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, see that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. Well, folks, they just had a huge earthquake in Turkey and Syria. 22 people dead, or 22,000 have died. And Joe Biden at the World Economic Forum, Joe Biden stood up and said, when are we going to cut the food supply? Well, we've got to cut that food supply. And guess what, folks? Here in America and in other countries, the major food distributors and the food processing plants, huge food processing plants, have been burning to the ground. Not normal fires where something catches on fire and the fire department can come and put it out. No, these fires have been set to where they burn things up and get it done fast by professionals. And that's happening now. And we're seeing that. So we're seeing these prophecies being fulfilled. And they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my sake. Well, there's never been more persecution in the world than there is right now. Christians are being martyred all over this world. But you know what? The mainstream media doesn't even find that newsworthy today. And so, and then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. Let me tell you, families have been divided on major, major ways because of this COVID, for this this fake COVID disease, and because of the vax, they have destroyed, they've broken up and divided many families against one another. Between those that are saved and the unsaved, the division is very great. Now, I want to go to, so you're seeing all of these things take place, and I want to go over to Psalm 119 and verse 89. Psalm 119 and verse 89. Now, here we read, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." And so here he's talking about the eternal origin of eternal duration of God's word. That's right. "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Now this verse right here, this verse 89, begins the second half, if you count the verses up, of Psalm 119, which is the largest psalm in the Bible. And so, with that, now we talked about, but maybe I'll come back to this later. I know we talked about how in Daniel, how the book was being opened, but I think I'm going to come back to this because we see in Revelation that the last prophet, John, the last prophet, how he completes the unsealing of the book. But for right now, I want to go over to Acts chapter 8. And in Acts chapter 8, here, this verse, folks, and let me just read verse 37. "And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Well, here he's talking to the eunuch. And in this verse, the remarkable thing about this verse here is the NIV, the ASN, the NASV, the RSV, and the new RSV have removed the entire verse, folks. That's right. And I'll read it again. "And Philip said, if you believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And what is Philip saying here? Philip is saying that you're baptized because you're saved, not to be saved, folks. And it kind of tells you that it tells you the story on infant baptism. There's not one instance in any of the New Testament where anyone was baptized other than on their profession of faith that Christ is a Savior. Little babies can't do that. And guess what? In every single case, it's by immersion. Not by sprinkling, by immersion. And so with that, we're going to, we mentioned that earthquake, and well, let's take a listen, because I believe it is Colonel, well, let me go here to my notes very quickly, and I'll see it here in a moment. Hold on one minute. Okay. Okay, it's Colonel Richard Black. And guess what? He speaks on Turkey and Syria, the earthquake, 22,000 dead, and what our State Department is doing about it. Go ahead and play the clip.
On Monday, there was a terrible earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria. It was a 7.8 on the Richter scale, a shallow earthquake that was very damaging. It has hit Syria's second largest city, Aleppo, and done enormous damage and created many, many casualties. The Biden administration has sent aid to Turkey, has reached out to them, has aid workers going there. However, the United States State Department chose this time of death and suffering to make a very, very antagonistic statement towards the people of Syria. And there was a fellow, Ned Price, a spokesman for the State Department, who said, and I quote, "I will make the point that it would be quite ironic, if not counterproductive, for us to reach out to a government that has brutalized its people over the course of a dozen years now, gassing them, slaughtering them, being responsible for much of the suffering they've endured." I got to tell you, I have never seen such barbaric response to a tragedy where you literally have people in Aleppo City, Syria, who are looking up at piles of concrete. Their lives are coming to an end. They're freezing in the cold, and they're there without food, without water, and they're dying. And meanwhile, the State Department takes that opportunity to reemphasize the fact that we are bitter because we could not impose our will on the Syrian people. It was in 2020 that the United States imposed the Syria sanctions out of anger at the fact that Syria had driven back the ISIS and Al-Qaeda terrorists that the United States had supported and was trying to overwhelm the government with. And so now the State Department looks at this as an opportunity to simply ratchet up the regime of starvation and freezing that we have imposed on Syria through the cruel Caesar sanctions. I'm quite disgusted by the actions of the United States State Department. It is really unbecoming of any civilized nation that they would choose this moment to take out their vengeance on the poor, suffering people of Syria. Thank you.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing because we have a clip that we play now and then, and it's Barack Obama, and talking about how he started ISIS, how he's saying that ISIS is being trained and ISIS is being supplied with the equipment and everything. We play that clip every now and then, but most people, you wouldn't hear that on none of the fake news media, but most people don't know that ISIS was so evil, they had to put little children in a cage with their school teacher because they were Christian and burn them alive. And that's how evil and how wicked ISIS is. ISIS is evil and wicked, as ungodly as the Democratic Party. And not only that, but they had caught some pilots from other air forces, I think in Kuwait, and burnt them alive, beheaded so many people. Evil to the bone. ISIS is evil to the bone, and so is Al-Qaeda. And here it was Obama, who was the one that started ISIS, and we have a clip that we play every now and then, and we have Obama himself saying how he started ISIS. Now, here I want to jump over just for a minute too. Dr. Mike Yadin. Dr. Mike Yadin, he was the top scientist and a vice president for Pfizer Corporation, folks. Their top scientist. And what we've been telling you about all along about this, the poisonous poke. And now I'm seeing how a number of them are starting to back off because of programs like this, because we're getting the word out. Fewer people are being killed because more are refusing to take the poisonous poke. But we've got a little clip to play by, and this is from the top scientist, the former top scientist at Pfizer. Go ahead and play that clip if you could. stuff.
Ex-head of respiratory research at Pfizer, Mike Yeadon, and researchers including Craig Partycooper have sourced VAERS data on vaccine death and injury in the U.S., a database of over 700,000 adverse reactions caused by the Moderna, Pfizer, and Janssen vaccines. These vaccines have been deployed in different batches, officially referred to as lots. This has allowed Yeadon's team to back engineer Big Pharma's COVID-19 vaccine deployment agenda in the U.S. All their information is published at howbadismybatch.com and howbad.info. And what we learn is quite telling. About 0.5% of all the different batches are highly toxic, resulting in hospitalization, disability, and death within days or weeks of injection. Other batches cause minimal adverse reactions, and most appear to be harmless placebos. When plotting on a timeline, we can see that these three companies have been working together to quietly monitor the lethal effectiveness of specific deadly batches. While one company is deploying a lethal batch, the other two deploy harmless ones, creating the scientific environment to perform dose range finding, or the maximum tolerated dose for each specific batch. The timeline shows that each lethal batch deployment is preceded and followed by a quiet period, allowing them time to establish their baseline before the next deadly batch is deployed. Private leaked documents from the CDC show a list of expiry dates, and only certain lots are included, the very same lots found to be highly toxic in Partycooper's database. Which makes sense. There would be no reason to list expiration dates for saline placebo. Only the deadly ones. This mode of deployment allows governments the ability to direct deadly batches into specific populations, such as red states. Analysis of the number of dying per 100,000 vaccinated in 50 states shows us that the overwhelming majority of vaccine deaths are happening in red states. Some red states are experiencing 11 times more vaccine deaths than other states. On average, red states are experiencing twice the amount of vaccine death and injuries than blue states. After ruling out other possibilities, Partycooper concluded that this can only be due to the fact that red states received at least twice as much of the lethal batches than blue states did. Among several other crimes, they are tipping the scales of the democratic process by killing people who voted against the New World Order's woke, build back better, great reset, while at the same time endlessly flooding the borders with unvaccinated foreigners. And it's happening right now. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All righty, we are back. And we got a whole lot of things we're going to get to very quickly because we have a lot to cover tonight. Some good news out here, and that is this, that a judge could stop the sales of the dangerous abortion drug nationwide. That's right. He could save countless babies. And a lawsuit out of Amarillo, Texas, could potentially reverse the food and drugs regime's the FDA approval of mifepristone, and misoprostol for use in chemical abortions in the coming weeks. Folks, this is, I'm going to tell you something. You can, people think somehow these women out there think, well, it's legal, therefore it's not so bad. No. God says this. I want to remind you, and I'm going to remind you, it's a fearful, fearful, fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And when you kill a child, okay, you're literally asking God to curse you. That's right. When you kill a child, you're literally asking God to curse you. And remember what he says, the wages of sin is death. And so here, you know, when you kill that child in the womb, you become a walking coffin. And again, you're going to be forever. You're going to be forever the walking grave, folks. You women need that abortion is a horrible, horrible sin. And I know so many today try to downplay it. And they tell you, well, we have to be sensitive to these poor women. No, it's a horrible sin. You need to know just how horrible it is to bring repentance. You know, God's word, the Bible, doesn't stutter. The Bible says you'd be better off if you'd never been born. You'd be better off if you had a millstone weighed 4,000 pounds hung around your neck and drowned than to do that. It's America's national sin. And the blood of those children that you kill, the blood of those children that you kill cries out to Almighty God to bear testimony, to bear witness against you. That's what the Word of God says. And so the Alliance Defending Freedom sued the FDA in November on behalf of four medical organizations, arguing that the agency's approval, the agency that approved the drugs in 2000 without studying their safety under the labeled conditions of use, ignored evidence that these drugs caused more complications than surgical abortions and ignored their potential physical impacts on adolescent girls. A decision could come as early as March. The ADF spokesman told the Daily Caller News Foundation and the Washington Post predicted a decision as soon as next week, possibly. U.S. District Court Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, appointed by former President Trump, is ruling in the case, and an appeal of his decision would land the case in the conservative-leaning Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, leading abortion proponents to fear the ADF will win their case and reverse the FDA's approval, according to the Post. A further appeal could bring the case to the Supreme Court. Abortion pills make up massive, massive segments of the child-killing industry. The drugs account for 53% of all the deaths of these poor little innocent babies. You see, I'm not using their terminology, folks. I don't mix. I tell you exactly the way it is because that's what we're supposed to do. Our yea is to be yea and our nay is to be nay. We're not to use the language of illusion, confusion, and delusion to make the most viable sins palatable because that's what people want to, you know, make my sin palatable, make it where I can accept it. Don't make it as God's word, the Bible, it tells us it is. And so here, the Guttmacher Institute, that's a part of Planned Predators, and banning them, well, let me see, 53% of all baby kills of U.S., according to the Guttmacher Institute, and banning it would leave women seeking baby kills to pursue surgical baby kills, which the ADF and some pro-life advocates argue are safer in states where baby killing is heavily restricted. Some women obtain medication abortion through providers from child molesting, baby raping abortionists, folks. And that's what they are, not providers. They're murdering scum. In other states, even other countries, chemical child kill drugs are dangerous for pregnant women and girls, especially for the babies. Our lawsuit seeks to ensure safety protection by stopping the use of these drugs for chemical child kills. Senior Counselor Julie Marie Blake told the DCNF, the use of these drugs for chemical abortions should never have been legalized without proper study of the dangers such drugs may present to young women and girls. What about the innocent babies that they kill, folks? What about the innocent babies? Let me tell you something. See, you better pay attention because God's word, the Bible, God has said that they're those children, their angels are before him continuously. God has said that. You're going by what you hear at NBC, ABC, CBS, and the fake news media and planned predators. You better listen to what God has said. See, at the end of the day, you're going to be standing before Almighty God. And all of those people at NBC, ABC, CBS, and all the others, they'll be right there with you for judgment. The Bible says, repent or perish. Repent or perish. Well, you're going to listen to God, what God has said? Or are you going to listen to mainstream society out there today? Anyhow, so that's good news. Let's keep that in prayer. Let's pray for that judge. Let's pray that he makes the right decision. Because America's sewers have run red with the blood of our innocent children. That's America's national sin, is killing its children. And again, as their sewers run red. And by the way, Joe Biden celebrates child killing in his State of Union address. That wicked, evil man. Joe Biden is wicked. And every pastor, real pastor in this country, should call him out. They should call him out. He's as evil. He's as wicked. Like John the Baptist told wicked, evil Herod. He called him out. And every man of God should be telling Joe Biden, repent. You're a wicked man. Joe Biden, you're an evil man. Joe Biden, abortion is murder. And I'm going to tell you, any so-called Catholic church that will not, that will not throw him out of that church. It's unbelievable that they allow him to take communion. And I tell you what, any Catholic church that would allow this wicked man to take communion is as defiled could get. They're as abominable can get. And let me tell you, any Catholic church that would give this wicked man communion, well, what can I say? They've been excommunicated by God already. Joe Biden celebrated child killing Tuesday night during the State of the Union address and trashed pro-life states that are working hard to protect babies from abortions. Biden started his child killing remarks, taking a shot at the Supreme Court after it overturned Roe v. Wade. I think most of those justices weren't there. I think, if I remember right, Congress must restore the right the Supreme Court took away last year. See, they don't have a right. See, Joe Biden, you're a liar, too. You see, no woman has a right to kill her child. That child, God has said, Joe Biden, you are a liar. Because God has said that child belongs to him. That child belongs to him. You transgressed the dominion of God, Joe Biden. Nebuchadnezzar wasn't big enough to do that, and you aren't either. And Joe Biden, you need to repent, or you're going to find out that there's a fiery lake of fire waiting for you. Congress must restore the right the Supreme Court took away last year and codify Roe v. Wade to protect a woman's constitutional right. No woman has a constitutional right to kill their child, Joe Biden. You're a liar. God has said you're a liar, Joe Biden. The vice president and I, boy, she's a good one, isn't she? Are doing everything we can to protect access for child killing and to safeguard child killing. They didn't use those words, I did. They call it reproductive health. It's not health. It's not reproductive health. That's a lie told by liars. Then he promised to veto pro-life bills in Congress. You know what? We're going to be praying that God does to you like he's done to so many within Scripture, Joe Biden. Whatever it takes to bring you to repentance, you wicked man, lest you should burn in hell forever. Then he promised to veto pro-life bills in Congress that would ban child kills, either protecting babies from conception. Oh, that's right. This wicked, evil man, even children that survive attempted murder, even the children that survive that, this wicked, evil, ungodly, and I believe that Joe Biden has even surpassed Obama as far as being evil. And folks, that's something that's hard to do. But already more than a dozen states are enforcing extreme child-killing bans, he added. Make no mistake, if Congress passes a national abortion ban, I will veto it. We want to veto. God's going to veto you, Joe Obama. Joe Obama and Biden, you're going to stand before Almighty God, and boy, I'm going to tell you, there's a special hot place in hell for murderers like you, you wicked little man. Folks, that's the way I really feel. That evil, there's an evil in this land, and I'm going to tell you, it couldn't be more evil than out of that White House. And speaking of some of that evil, here, teacher boasts on watching about making her students pledge allegiance to the sodomite flag. The indoctrination of children into APACE in America and the nation's schools. This is why for 50 years I've been telling you, if you love your children, get them out of the public schools. If you love them, get them out of the public schools, we've been telling you. And praise the good Lord, that is increased. Homeschooling is increasing by leaps and bounds. And every day new Christian schools are opening in this country. And people are pulling their children out of these indecent public schools. A so-called teacher posted a TikTok video bragging about tricking her students into pledging allegiance to the sodomite flag instead of the American flag. This is what you have in the public schools. Libs of TikTok saved the video of the teacher mocking her students and America before it was deleted, according to Postmillennial. It goes on, the clip begins with the teacher feigned confusion while the Pledge of Allegiance is playing in the background. The caption, my students on the first day, not realizing I don't have an American flag in my room, is visible. The video then shifts to a scene showing a sodomite flag on the wall with the caption, them realizing I only have a sodomite flag. Well, they use the word pride, but I use the word sodomite, what it is. The clip concludes with the teacher staring straight at the sodomite flag and a caption, then pledging allegiance to the sodomite flag anyway, can be seen. In the background, the Pledge of Allegiance never stops playing during this video with this wicked, evil, very, very unclean, very unclean woman. Some more good news. Republicans introduced resolution to stop Joe Obama Biden, this wicked little man, from turning VA hospitals into child-killing centers. Now, here, and of course that's what they want to do. He wants to switch them over to abortion mills. When the Obama Nation was in office, they had taken, out of all the chaplains, all of the chapels within the VA hospitals, they had removed the crosses, they had removed the gospel tracts, and removed the Bibles. And myself and some others in our ministry took thousands of Bibles and took them back, and we put them back in, New Testaments, in these, and they were gone in a heartbeat. These people are wicked. The Democratic Party or the Deathocratic Party, Satanism, the Church of Satan, is their official church now, folks. Here, let me go and read this. U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville, Republican of Alabama, and Representative Michael Cloud, Republican of Texas, led the effort, joined by more than 60 other Republican lawmakers. Using our VA medical facilities to provide publicly funded abortions is as unconstitutional abuse of the system, and it will not be tolerated. Thank God for some people like Tuberville. And said in a statement, No taxpayer should be forced to pay for abortion services that disregard the will of millions of Americans in states which legal protection for life, rightfully upheld by the Supreme Court last year. The Alabama senator said to Obama Biden, that cowardly little man, the Biden officials are ignoring the law and exploiting taxpayers' money to further their extreme pro-child molesting agenda. Alrighty. Well, some more good news, and that is Matt Gaetz. Oh, by the way, if you've been listening to the hearings they've been having on this, and I hope that they're really going real. Praise the good Lord for Jim Jordan. They're going after, and they, of course, these people, they're lying to Congress under oath. They're simply saying, well, I can't remember. They're pulling the Hillary. Unbelievable, the lawlessness. But Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida has been given a seat on the new House Committee on the Weaponization of Government. And they're going after, and I want to praise the good Lord for all of those decent, good former FBI agents and FBI agents that are coming forth, having the courage to stand up and blow the whistle on the corruption within the FBI and the so-called DOJ. I praise the good Lord for those people that have the decency and the honor and the integrity to come forth, because they're getting fired for doing it, which is illegal. But, folks, again, like I told you before, I knew a number of FBI agents that were good people, and they took pride in their job, and not in a bad way, but doing the right thing, standing up and obeying the oath they took to the Constitution. It has become so corrupted at the top, the higher echelons. They become liars and thieves, folks, and that needs to be changed. We need to clean up, you know, the swamp. It's a rat's nest there. It really needs to be cleaned up, and we need to return some honor, some decency, and some integrity back to those organizations, especially the DOJ. And I had talked to some lawyers there a few years back, and when Obama was in office, and I asked him, do you know, and I think they have something like 17,000 lawyers. I asked him, do you know of any Christians? And they actually said, we talked to the fellow, said he would take the time and see if he could find a Christian there. And I mean, he was being sincere. He did. And he came back and says, we've asked around to all of the lawyers here, and we haven't found any Christians. So there you go. And that's the reality. We're coming up to a break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to take a look at what we've told you about Agenda 21. Here in Ohio, they call it NOAACA. But it goes by other names in other states. So you really need to pay close attention to this. Again, it's Agenda 21. What they have, they want to take away all of your freedoms. These are shady, deep state people that work underground wanting to control every part of your being. We'll be back after this with more.
Fight the fight. Light the light. We are there. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.